get told this stuff every week. And, like, I've been there because, you know, like, I've grown up here. I think most of you I've known since I was, like, 5 years old or something. I think I've known Bryson since he was, like, 2. I remember when I was younger, I was just trying to hug Bryson, and he'd run away, and he'd be like, ew, cooties. But, like, he's, like, a guy now. It's weird. And what? Okay, so the point of this is, like, you know, we've grown up in this place, and we've just become so complacent with God's presence, and it's felt like God was saying, like, especially right before Fresh Wind, you know, he just wants you to rediscover who he is, and actually that he is a God who loves you, and not only that he's a God that loves you, but that he's a God that chooses to love you, right? Because, like, we always think, like, God loves us like our parents love us. Like, they love us because they have to. And that's so not true. The thing is, God chose to love you, which is kind of, like, mind-blowing if you think about it, because it's like, God, why would you choose to love me? But it's true that he did. So I think that God was just saying, especially to me in worship, he was just like, just rediscover what it actually means to be in my presence and rediscover what it means to let me love you and to allow me to choose to love you. So I just want to leave you guys with that. All right. Peace.
Thanks. Kinda, yeah. Okay. I will go for it. Okay. So I don't know if all of you know, but I am currently in university and Glendon campus. Abby, shout out. Anyways, I live on res, so I'm forced to buy a $3,000 meal plan, which I'm not too happy about. Which she mooches off of, yes, because I allow her to. but I realized in January that I only spent $400 in 4 months, and I need to actually spend all of the money before I finish school, or else they don't give it back to me either way. So yesterday, I had a chance to go to this underground restaurant at the Keele campus, York University, and I could use my meal plan there. And there was one point where I just felt like I needed to really just go full out, because I didn't know, but I could use my card and my meal plan money to tip the waitress. So I was like, hey, I still have about like $700 left, and I have 2 weeks left of school, and I have to spend it. So I was like, why not just, you know, blow it on the waitress? So I decided to just give her a pretty big tip. I didn't find out until after that she's a fourth-year student and she's graduating in April, and, like, money's tight, of course, because you've just gone through 4 years of paying thousands and thousands of dollars to your tuition. So, yeah, I just got, like, I felt really blessed just in knowing that I got to bless her. So, yeah.
How many of you have ever been blessed before? Raise your hand. Blessed financially or... Let's use financial as an example. You've been blessed financially before.
Yes.
Okay. How many of you know that there is an even more incredible blessing when you can turn around and bless other people? Did you realize that? The Bible says that when we bless other people, then God gives back to us even greater. And it's not that we give just to get, but we give and then God just gives back to us, because that's the kind of God that he is. He loves us. So that's really cool. Tonight we're going to take up an offering, and we unashamedly say, hey, we use your money to advance the kingdom, buy you donuts on Sundays, and all sorts of other stuff. But Robert in the back is going to pass around our clear little bucket. But let's stand up. Everyone stand where you are before he passes it around. Two things. If you have anything that you're planning on giving tonight, hold it in your hand. If you do not have anything tonight, yeah, you school ministry students too can stand up. You don't have to sit at the back. If you don't have something to give yet, but you're like, God, I really would like to give something this week, then hold out your other hand. And what I'm going to pray for is that God will fill that hand. Maybe, let's say it won't be something you're expecting, so it won't be like your paycheck, but maybe God will give you something else this week that you can turn around and give back at a later point this week. So Let's pray first for those that have stuff to give and then for those who want to give. So, Father, I just ask tonight that you would bless what we're giving today and that, God, you would multiply these resources into seeing the kingdom advance. God, we know that we are able to stand in authority that you have given to us. And so tonight we commission every single penny that is being given into this offering, that, God, these pennies and these dollars and these bills would be used to further the kingdom, that, God, your kingdom would be advanced through the resources that are being planted here tonight. And, Father, for those that want to give something, I just ask that you would pour out abundance of blessing, that, God, those who are looking for work, those who are looking for finances, those who are looking just for advancement, God, that it would start to come. And so, Lord, I ask that over this week you would start filling these hands so that they can start giving away, whether here or whether to other people like Tammy was talking about. But, Father, I ask that as you share with us and give us insight to give, that you'd also give us the strength to obey, even if it's a large sum of money, that you would help us to just listen to what you are prompting us to do. In your name, amen. So we're going to pass around the big clear bucket. Mm-hmm. Don't be intimidated by the fact that everyone can see you giving. It doesn't matter. You can take your seats. Few announcements. Woohoo! Woo. Who's ready for announcements? Who thinks that they can tell all the announcements we're about to give? Okay.
Well, not Abby.
$5.
We know that Abby knows.
I will give you $5, but you have to give all three announcements that I was planning on giving, and there will be no hints. $5 if you think you can
do
it.
No, Gary's a leader. Leaders are
excluded.
Doesn't
matter. No, they're not. No. Leaders are not excluded. $5. Abby, what? Gary, is there anyone else that thinks that they can give these three announcements? You can't. Go for it. You can if you want. You think you can do all three? Hang on. Gary, are you in on this? $5. Any other youth? Come on, guys. This is free money. $5 if you can tell me the three announcements I'm about to give. Okay, I need a judge. Who is someone who is, it's all leaders up here. Who is trustworthy in this room? I need you to be a judge. Come on up. If you are trustworthy. Fernando? Ernesto's trustworthy too. So there's counsel in there's wisdom in the council too. So Fernando and Smiley, come on up. Come on up. You two are going to be the people that I tell the three announcements to, and then we'll see if these guys get all three announcements in order to get my $5. Can you hold the microphone? It's shocking me all throughout the time that I am up here holding it, so be warned.
It's enough for, like, McDonald's.
No, come on, see if you can do it.
Go.
No?
I know.
I thought, go. Okay. Miscommunication.
Slow down.
I'm sorry. Do not.
Which one? Okay. So while we're waiting, I have a joke.
No, there are no jokes. We are done. We're done. Who votes no jokes from Abby?
No, but this
Who
one
votes
really
that
good.
They actually want to hear this joke just
this
so that people
really
will groan?
Good. I'm not going to lie. This one was actually... Can I say it then?
Is it racist, Abby?
No, it's not. It's actually
Then we don't
really
want to hear it. No.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
It's funny.
Here. Okay, but this excludes you from participating in the contest. Joke or contest?
Okay, here's my joke. Okay, why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella? Faux drizzle. What? So funny.
Wow. You know what? Can we switch microphones for a moment? Thanks. This one has been electrocuting me for the past like 5
Lovely,
minutes.
So you'd rather get me electrocuted. Woo, okay. Yay, pastor.
There are three announcements, people, in this room. Oh, especially you boys sitting on the couch, because none of you are paying attention to me right now. There are three
Lighter.
Announcements. If either of these three people can give all three announcements, they will get $5. If you want to join this team, you may. You probably know these announcements. $5.
You're guru.
What incentive can I use if cash doesn't work anymore?
$20. No, I'm kidding. I was just kidding.
Huh?
$10.
What are these people? They're leaders. Of
They're
course
leader.
They are. All right. Gary.
I'll do it.
No, yeah, you know them. No. You're the judge. Tammy, go. No, you go last.
Wait,
Gary,
I'm
go
not
first.
Doing it.
She doesn't know all three announcements.
All right. So, guys, tomorrow.
Shh. Yeah, come on up. You have to do all three.
So my first announcement is that tomorrow is the freshman meeting. So for those of you who signed up to volunteer.
iPads off. Sorry.
For those of you who signed up for the to volunteer for the freshman, tomorrow's the day. It's 11 a.m. to about 4 p.m. Thank you, Craig. And lunch will be
no
provided.
Hints, Craig Lobo.
Yeah. Shh. Lunch will be provided as well. It'll be a good time for us to just, you know, learn what's going to happen at freshman and whatnot.
Who's providing the lunch? The Lobo brothers?
Ben. It's lunch is on Ben, so no, you guys can splurge, eat whatever you want. Drinks on Ben, everything. The next announcement is the following.
Wait, stop. Was that the correct announcement, judges? Was that one correct announcement?
Yeah.
Did he get all the details correct?
Yes.
Do you even know the details, Fernando? Yeah? Okay, you got announcement one down. Good job.
The second announcement is the following weekend, which is March 31st, we have our open house, the Carnival open house, and...
Who's doing it?
The main campus. It's at the main campus, isn't it?
What's the main campus called?
The main campus.
Airport
campus. And that's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And for those of you who want to volunteer and get community hours, we invite you to come at 8 a.m. to help set up with everything. And it's totally free, so you guys don't have to worry about all that good stuff. And that is my second announcement.
Just so you know about that, because was that the right second announcement? Yes, that was the right second announcement. We have 9 different giant inflatables that are going to fill the entire auditorium, and all of the volunteers, after the carnival's done at 3 o'clock, are going to get to use the stuff for 2 hours. We have the bull. We have like this tether thing where 2 people get tied together by a bungee cord and they run. Yes. And so it's going to be really cool. If you have a lighter out, do you mind putting out that open flame, please? Thank you very much. And beyond that, there's free cotton candy, snow cones, and popcorn that day. So you should all help out because we need help. Good announcement. What's the third announcement?
And the final biggest announcement, April 5th to 7th, freshman.
That's a good announcement, though, but that's not it.
Keep going
with it, though.
In 2 weeks, basically, freshman's there, so we'd love to see all you guys there. It's going to be amazing. Jay Thomas, Corey Asbury, the freshman team. I don't really know who's speaking, but... Yeah, Matthias Manstein.
You know,
so,
guys, can we give it up for Gary? These are some pretty good announcements. Good job, Gary. You know what? You could get the $5, but you don't because you didn't do it for me. Did he get all 3?
No.
Thank you. Next. It's shocking me again. Thanks, Gary. Grab a seat. Amanda.
Can I just complete the last announcement?
No, you have to do all 3.
No.
You just have to name the first two.
First announcement. I don't know if I have the third one now.
This is taking way too much time. Go for it.
Yeah. That's why I didn't want to do all of them. Okay. So I'm just going to say tomorrow's the training day.
Is that right?
That's the first one.
Yeah, that's first announcement.
Then we have open house.
Open house. That's correct.
31st, right?
Third announcement.
We're looking for camp volunteers. Counselors.
Is that right?
No.
Judging by the sound that I made, you could probably anticipate that wasn't the right announcement. Thank you, though. Thanks for trying. Micah. We've heard 2 of 3. What's the first one?
First one is the meeting for the freshman, the freshman volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
right?
Good. Is that right?
Judges.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
And then the open house.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. Are you sure? Okay. What's the third one?
And Bryson, shush. It's the...
The talent show,
yeah.
What talent show?
The talent show at the Kids Fest thing.
What talent
show? What? You said there was a talent show, a week ago. Yeah, see, look who listens now. Oh, I say I get the $5.
Wait a sec.
I say I get $10, yeah.
The talent show thing, it was on the piece of paper on Sunday morning.
Yeah, and you guys announced it.
I announced it?
No.
No, somebody else
did. It was on the paper, so we announced it. I don't know who made it.
There is no talent show.
I just read it.
Thank you, though.
You guys said there was a talent show.
Yeah, well, when did we say it is?
You said it was during the thing.
What thing?
Oh, come on. Next weekend. No, next weekend.
Open house?
The open house.
If there's a talent show, that's cool, but that wasn't the third announcement. Was it the third announcement? No, good try.
I announced something you didn't even know.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, do you know the third announcement, Tammy?
No, I do not, because I think you hid that from me, because you only told me the first two.
That's fine.
There, I am blaming you for
it. The third announcement. How many of you attend Airport Campus? Raise your hand.
Not anymore.
Wow, really? All right, fine, let's do it a different way. If you don't attend the Airport Campus, stand up.
Well, I'm... Oh,
wait,
wow,
Farhad,
that's really loud.
Where do you go? Farhad, where do you go?
That was really loud. My mic is loud.
In general, okay. So all of you sitting down attend airport. So you can all sit down. For those of you attending airport, starting April, we are not having worship in here anymore on a Sunday morning. We are with the main sanctuary, except for the last Sunday of each month. So we're testing it out just to see if we can get, we're planning on getting youth more involved with the main stage worship as well. So if you play an instrument, please make sure to talk to John Clark because they want to get you more involved in main sanctuary worship. Cool? That was the third announcement. Cool. I get $5. Bit. Woohoo!
Woo.
It's my own money.
Yeah.
You know what, Sheldon? Lame. Do you think someone deserved $5? Who do you think deserved it? Gary?
Gary.
Give him $5.
He probably would.
That's fair,
no,
don't
now you,
think? You
have to.
Sheldon thinks he deserves it. Go on, give him $5. Go for it. That's awesome. Does anyone else think anyone else deserve $5?
I deserve $5. No, I'm kidding.
You have to have someone nominate you.
Darn.
All right, so that's pretty much it for announcements.
That's it.
Was that it?
No, there's a whole list. A whole list, but I'm not going to go through it. Oh, okay.
If you're talking about cell groups and all that stuff, those are just random ones.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I want you to all stand up and welcome our guest speaker tonight. He is all the way from... What did you say?
Pakistan.
All right. No, seriously, stand up. It's a matter
everyone,
of honor
you
to
need,
welcome
wow, this
David
is
Shunker.
Loud. Everyone,
so
stand up. Woo! David Shunker.
Wow. Woo-hoo! David, I would like to point out that some people are not honoring you.
I would like to point out that all of Mississauga campus that is here did stand up. Just saying.
That's because you couldn't see the people behind them because they're
right,
so huge.
Right.
I'm Mississauga. Oh. Here you go, David.
At least they did it.
That was actually a comment just directed at one of you. Oh.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
Can I unplug? Turn off?
Good evening. Anyways, we don't have too much time left, but I just want Sheldon to come recap what he talked about 2 weeks ago. Actually, wait, stay there. Can anyone tell me what he talked about 2 weeks ago? Sheldon, in one word, can you recap what he talked about 2 weeks ago?
Character.
Yep, that's pretty much it. If you guys want to listen to it, we'll get the teaching up on the website soon enough, but the website's down for editing, or it was. We'll get it up soon enough, but you can listen to what he talked about 2 weeks ago. Last week, we didn't have youth because there was paintball. So if you got shot, then you probably have a bruise still, but I don't want to see it, so it's okay. But this is our second week in our three-part series, basically recapping what we spent a whole 3 weeks on each topic last year on. So we spent three weeks on character, we spent 3 weeks on identity, and this week we're talking about integrity. Just ignore the date on the bottom, okay? But what do you guys define integrity as? You guys can talk. What you do when people don't see you. That's pretty much what I was looking for. That's pretty much what it is. That's not what that says. So it's okay. No, just leave it up. Don't worry. But I want to ask you guys a question. And I do want answers, too. I want you guys to respond because that's how I talk, too. But when I was trying to work on what to talk about tonight... Thanks. God sort of asked me, or posed the question to me, what are you afraid of? And that's the question that I want to pose to you guys. What are you afraid of right now?
Sharks.
Sharks? Heights? Nothing? I don't know if I believe that. I think John could take you out. Spiders, yep. Spiders, Ben. If you don't know Ben and you want to scare him, just get a spider somewhere. He's pulled over a car because there's been a spider on the windshield before and made me kill it because he gets paralyzed with fear because of spiders. Anyways, what else are you guys afraid of? Yep, Shelby? You have a crazy music teacher and you're afraid of her? Okay. I've never actually been afraid of a teacher, but I don't know. Anyways, yeah. I know a lot of people are because it's sarcastic and you just can't handle it. I'm afraid of my sister's sense of humor because it follows after my brother's sense of humor, so.
He follows after my sense of
You guys can debate it afterwards, but I'm not getting involved in this. It's a family matter that you guys can do somewhere else. She's my sister, in case you don't know. So it is a family matter. But anyways, the answer to the question that I posed that I got, when I was younger, one thing that I was very afraid of was people finding out about me. Basically, things that people didn't know about me that they would come to the light. Anyone ever had that fear? Maybe you've done something. You guys don't have to raise your hands. It's okay. But if you've ever had a fear that maybe something you've been doing before, if people found out, they wouldn't like you anymore, they wouldn't appreciate it, or maybe they changed their opinions of you. That was one of the biggest fears that I grew up with, just even like before high school. And one of the biggest fears that that related to was just how I lived. See, in before high school, actually, we were living in Brampton. I've lived in Brampton for a long time, pretty much my whole life. So I consider myself Brampton, Bramptonian, whatever. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. I'm Brampton. No. But just living in Brampton, there's a lot of different ethnicities, I guess. It's become a lot less ethnically racial in the past few years. Ignore my language. You can correct it after, whatever. But when I was growing up, it just... I had a few different groups of friends. I was coming to church. I've been coming to the church for a long time now, so I've grown up here, and I've grown up with a lot of people here. I went to school, and I obviously lived at home because I was, like, young, so I had to live with my parents because I could not make a living, right? And I was in school, so it was really hard to live anywhere else. But between those three places and three groups of people, I would always be a different person. So whether I was here, I'd be someone else. Whether I was at school, I'd be someone else. And when I was at home, I'd be someone else. And I was always scared of bringing a school friend home because my parents would meet them. Or bringing a school friend to church because my church friends would meet them. And church and family sort of were a bit closer together because my parents came here anyway, so they knew who I hung out with and things like that. But it was like I kept that part of my life, my school friends, and just the secular side of my life, apart from church and family. And I was always afraid that in some instance, my parents might randomly drop me off at school one day or something and meet one of my friends and find out like who I was outside of the house. Anyone have that fear? Maybe if your parents met some of your friends outside of church, that they'd wonder who you are, yeah? That was one of my biggest fears growing up. And that was the response that I sort of felt in my own heart as to the question that God posed to me, what are you afraid of? And reading into the quote that's up on the screen, John Maxwell, I don't actually know who it is, but this quote is pretty good. Like, it just talks about how we can look inside our own hearts and integrate that into how we live. Deciding to integrate my heart's value into my daily actions. That's what it says. And what I was doing at that time in my life was I was a different person depending on who I was around. So I had different values depending on who I was around because I let them influence me, right? So it was always hard trying to find a fine line between who I wanted to be wherever I was and who I actually was. And we'll get more into this next week because next week Ben's going to be talking about identity. And that's going to end our three-week series, but this week we're talking about integrity, and it's basically not being afraid of having anything found out about you. And that's something that I grew up with myself. Ben, if you wouldn't mind going to the next slide. In John 10:25, Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me. So basically, Jesus went around doing miracles and basically signs and wonders, but no one believed in who he was, even through his actions. And through my actions and how I grew up, depending on who I was around, that depicted to people who I wanted them to think I was. So in school, in grade 3, I don't know how young I would have been back then because it was a long time ago, but I remember in grade 3 was the first time I actually said a swear word. Yeah, I know. I know. One of my friends, I don't know, I think it was lunch period or something, but one of them just said, he was really mad one day or something. I forget the whole scenario because it was a long time ago. Yes, you can call me old because I'm older than you, but I'm not that old. But something just happened where something clicked in me and said, they're saying all these different words. I don't know what they mean, but they sound pretty cool. They sound like if I want to be popular, if I want to hang out with them, then that's what I got to do, right? And literally for that, probably a year, every other word I said was probably a swear word. Yeah, I know. I didn't even know what they meant, but I just said them. I probably just said them in repetition just because whatever. But yeah, I grew up pretty weird. We came from a different family and different background, so. Yeah, that's something that I grew up with. Just trying to basically be whoever people want me to be. And when I first started that, when I first said the swear word, I was like, oh no, will my parents know when I go home? I went home that day, I think I went straight up to my room and just stayed in there because I was afraid that my parents would somehow find out, whether it's because my friends would somehow tell them or anything like that, but I was just scared that my parents would find out and then lots of things would change or something like that. So I lived with a lot of fear. Gary, you can stop laughing, it's okay. Anyways, I lived with a lot of fear of just what I guess my parents would find out about me from other people. And you can go to the next one, next part. Yeah, it's the bottom part. Basically what God says, what we say and what we do testifies to who we are. So what Jesus did in the Bible testified to who he was, but not many people believed it. What I did during my time in high school, what I do around here at the church when I was younger and even at my house, testifies to who I am and who I want to be. Or in some cases, who I wanted people to think I was. Because I just wanted to conform, I wanted to be popular, and I did what I thought would make me popular. You can go to the next slide. You can just put all of them up on the screen, that's fine. A person of integrity is validated by, first of all, their words and deeds. I was always validated about how many swear words I said in a day, or what I did to make me look cool around my friends. And second part, if we're pure in heart, it leads to pure actions, right? Whatever, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? We've all heard that verse before, but how true is that in our lives? Whatever's in our heart will come to the light eventually, and if we're pure in our hearts, if we let God define what is in our hearts, then what do we have to hide if it's just pure? We don't really have anything to hide if God defines what's in there, right? And integrity is making daily actions line up with internal values. If we have good internal values, if we let God speak to that, then it'll line up with what God says about us and just purity, right? And we must value the benefits of integrity. We'll get into those benefits soon enough, but before that, I just want to go to just some other people in the Bible. Who in the Bible do you think lived with integrity? Joseph. Who? Joseph? Yeah. Do you know any specific instance? Mm-hmm. Tammy, he can stop snapping your fingers, okay? Yeah, so Joseph, if you guys don't know the story, Joseph was thrown in prison or thrown into a hole in the ground by his brothers, sold into slavery, and eventually he came to this place where he was pretty much the king's right-hand man in Egypt, Pharaoh's right-hand man. And Pharaoh's wife asked Joseph to sleep with him, and when Joseph said no, she accused him of trying to rape her. And that got into a whole another mess. But because Joseph had purity in his heart, out of the overflow of his heart, his actions spoke louder than his words, and he decided not to go along with what Pharaoh's wife wanted. But he was a man of integrity because he let God define what he said about him, right? And he let that be the rock that he stood on. And nothing could change that. One guy that I want to look at in the Bible is Job. Anyone know what happened to Job? Micah? He lost everything, yep. And yeah, he got boils all over his body. He was scraping himself with glass. I mean, imagine how hard that would be. Yeah, like something hard, but that's how intense it was. Okay, Micah, so how did the outcome of the story, like what happened with Job? Can you tell us a bit more? Yeah, pretty much. So in case you didn't hear that, Micah said Satan challenged God about the faithfulness of Job, and God allowed Satan to take everything away from Job and see if Job would still be faithful and still praise God. And in the end, Job did. And in Job 2, verse 9 to 10, his wife even comes to him and His wife said to him, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die." His wife, the person that he's most loyal to on the earth, tells him to curse God and die. Yet he knows who he is. He's a man of integrity. He knows what God says about him, and he still chooses to praise God through it all. If you lost everything, would you be at that place where you could still praise God? Do you think you could? I don't know if I could. If I lost everything, right now I don't even have that much. In Job's time, he was like, I don't know, he had a Ferrari or something like that. If we put it into modern day terms, he had all these nice cars, he had all these nice things, and everything was taken away from him. But he stayed faithful to what God had promised him, and he stayed faithful to the fact that he knew God was good. And in the end, Micah, do you know what happened in the end? And he was blessed with, and lots more, yeah. He was blessed with pretty much a double portion of what was taken away from him. So there's many stories in the Bible. We can even look at Paul. We can look at Jonah. Jonah's an interesting one because we initially think that he turned away from what God had called him to do, right? But it was in his heart that he knew that God would have mercy on the Ninevites. And that's why he had originally said he tried to avoid it. And circumstances worked out for him to go there, but there's so many different people in the Bible that we can look at to see circumstances of integrity. You guys, how many of you in your high school? How many of you read Shakespeare? You're not in high school. Okay. When I was in high school, I had to read Shakespeare. It's pretty much grade 9 through 12. You always have to read one in every English class, something like that. But before even approaching grade 9, I'd always known about Shakespeare because there was this one quote. Can anyone guess what it is? I don't know. I just know the one quote that I kept hearing over and over again. But it was basically, to thine own self be true. I think it's Hamlet or something like that. But before I'd even known about Shakespeare, I heard this quote, to thine own self be true. And I mean, it's not just in the Christian culture that we think about integrity as a highly valued, like, character trait that we want to attain. In jobs, do you think someone's going to hire you if you don't have integrity, if you're not going to be honest about what's going on, especially if it's money, it's their money? Do you think someone's going to hire you? Probably not. And it's a highly valued, like, character trait, even in the world, not just us. So it's definitely a good character trait to cultivate. But the thing is, how are we going to do that? Another question that God asked me, and I want to start closing off with this, but he challenged me with the question, do you like who you are wherever you are? And I want to ask you guys that tonight too, because sometimes you may like who you are with certain people. For me, I liked myself when I was at church, but when I was at school when I was younger, I was like, this isn't me, but I just want to be who they want me to be I just want to be known. But that's the question I want to ask you guys tonight. Do you like who you are wherever you are? Whether you're with school friends, whether you're here, whether you're like at your job or anything like that, do you like who that person is? And are they one and the same with who you are everywhere else? So right now, we're just going to put on some music. And if you guys have some pen or paper, I encourage you guys to write it down. But just find your own space right now. And we're just going to ask God to just reveal to us maybe an area for lives where we may be hiding something. And if you guys don't want to live with that fear of being found out, I mean, it's a crippling fear. I've lived with it for quite a while now. And there's so many things that you're afraid of, whether people try finding out about you. Sometimes you're afraid of people even checking your mail, looking on your Facebook, things like that. As silly as it may seem, it really does cripple what we can do and what we can become. So I want you guys to find your own space and just ask God the question. And just be honest with yourself as well. Do I like who I am wherever I am? And you guys probably already know the answer, but then ask God, why is that? If it's a no, ask God why. And then he might start showing you some areas where maybe you've changed who you are to compromise just because you want to be known, just because you want to fit in. So Ben's just going to put on some music now and just take some time, see if God says anything, and leaders are just going to come around and pray for you. But if you have a pen and paper, I encourage you to write down what God says, because What he says will be the ultimate truth in our lives. And we can always stand by what he says, right? That's what's helped me change too, so.